Imagine spending $200,000 and 2 years of your life pursuing an MBA only to discover that the core principles of business could be mastered in just 12 weeks. This is the provocative premise behind the 12-week MBA, which challenges the notion that business mastery requires expensive, elite credentials. Drawing from 2 decades of developing leadership programs for Fortune 500 companies, the book distills timeless business principles into an accessible framework that has already transformed thousands of careers. With management positions far outnumbering those with formal business education, this approach addresses a critical gap in today's rapidly evolving business landscape. The democratization of business education isn't just about saving time and money. It's about equipping millions with essential skills previously gatekept by prestigious institutions. Business fundamentally revolves around creating and measuring value. Nokia's journey illustrates this. In 2007, its stock doubled on investor confidence. But when Apple introduced the iPhone, Nokia's perceived value collapsed, not because its current performance changed, but because faith in its future disappeared. Business value is subjective, determined by what buyers and sellers believe a company is worth. It stems from expected future cash flows, the difference between money coming in and going out. Managers influence value through 3 drivers: profitability, widening the price-cost gap, growth, expanding the customer base, and risk, building confidence in future performance. While profit forms the foundation, growth determines a company's value ceiling. Successful companies grow by riding expanding markets, taking market share, or identifying new markets through innovation. The best opportunities often come from serving underserved communities or addressing unrecognized needs. Netflix exemplifies this, pivoting from DVD rentals to streaming by recognizing a desire for convenience that Blockbuster missed. At its core, business value depends on trust, shareholders trusting managers to deliver promised cash flows. Every action you take directly impacts these value drivers. Picture a food truck selling grilled cheese sandwiches. Its profitability hinges on 2 key levers: consuming fewer resources while maintaining value, efficiency, or increasing customers' willingness to pay by enhancing perceived value, differentiation. These levers often conflict. Cutting quality reduces costs but may lower what customers will pay. While absolute profits address immediate concerns, profit margins, percentages of sales, provide clearer insights when comparing performance across periods or competitors. A food truck with a 40% gross margin on a $10 sandwich allows meaningful comparison even against industry giants. The time dimension adds complexity. Investments precede sales, creating uncertainty. This explains why businesses consistently generating operating losses eventually fail. They consume more resources than they replenish from customers. The art of management is balancing competing forces, recognizing that cost-cutting might undermine value perception, while premium pricing requires delivering experiences that justify higher costs. Companies focusing exclusively on either cost-cutting or premium experiences without proper balance risk either death spirals or depleted cash reserves. Companies are essentially bundles of promises to stakeholders. Customers expecting quality products, employees counting on paychecks, suppliers awaiting payment. Yet circumstances often force even well-intentioned businesses to break these promises. Consider investor Ingrid contemplating a $10,000 food truck investment. She evaluates outcomes from catastrophic loss, -$10,000, to wild success, $50,000. By assigning probabilities, she calculates an expected value. But that's only part of her decision. She must also consider how potential losses would impact her personally and compare the risk against alternatives. What creates value for investors isn't just potential cash flows, but confidence in them. By limiting worst-case scenarios and narrowing outcome ranges, we make investments more valuable. Words and actions that raise investor confidence create value, while undermining confidence destroys it. While probability theory helps quantify outcomes, many risks remain impossible to calculate precisely. As Keynes noted about European war or technological obsolescence, this irreducible uncertainty ensures business will never be truly boring. Despite sophisticated models, the human element of trust remains central to business value. Financial statements tell a company's story from different angles. The balance sheet shows what's owned and owed at a specific moment. The income statement reveals performance over time, and the cash flow statement reconciles the crucial difference between profitability and cash position. A profitable company can still go bankrupt without sufficient cash to pay creditors, typically due to timing differences, like paying suppliers before collecting from customers, investing in unsold inventory, or purchasing equipment with long-term returns. Some retailers, like Amazon, achieve negative working capital by collecting from customers before paying suppliers, generating cash that can fund growth or reward shareholders. Dell built its multi-billion-dollar business on this model, taking customer payments up front while negotiating extended supplier terms. Working capital efficiency involves trade-offs. Zero inventory creates vulnerability to unexpected orders. Demanding immediate customer payment may drive away business. Extended supplier terms may result in higher prices or supplier instability. The difference between struggling yet profitable companies and thriving ones often lies in how effectively they manage cash flow timing, a skill that distinguishes sustainable businesses from those that fail despite impressive income statements. While financial concepts provide the framework, business success depends on people. Adam Smith's Pin Factory example demonstrates how specialization increases productivity but requires coordination among interdependent specialists, a division that has advanced civilization. Management involves paradoxes. Managers hold authority yet cede direct control while remaining responsible for results. This asymmetric relationship requires mutual trust. Employees who distrust their managers perform poorly regardless of competence. Trust builds through consistently kept promises and can be instantly destroyed when broken, leading to the principle, first, do no harm to trust. The challenge often lies in unintentional promise breaking when managers create unrecognized expectations. Setting clear expectations in relationship, collaboration methods, tasks, deadlines, specifications, and development career paths prevents trust erosion. Effective communication requires active participation from both parties. The essential technique is closing the loop, having the receiver repeat the message to confirm understanding. When did you last verify that your intended message matched what was understood? The most difficult aspect of managing a business is making decisions where costs and benefits aren't equally distributed. Humans are naturally responsibility-averse, reluctant to burden others, with those less averse typically gravitating toward leadership. The world needs managers who understand that management means building trust, overcoming social dilemmas, structuring effective decisions, and creating value for all stakeholders. Great managers create workplaces where people experience collaborative joy and build meaningful relationships. Successful companies aren't limited by functional expertise, but by the ability to see both measurable resources and relationship webs simultaneously. This dual vision, understanding both financial mechanics and human dynamics, distinguishes exceptional leaders. What if you approached your career as an opportunity to create environments where others thrive? What if business education focused on developing the capacity to solve meaningful problems through purposeful collaboration? The world needs leaders who can translate timeless business principles into human flourishing. Will you answer that call?